Video: alleged drunk driver fatally hits Houston man enjoying first date. I'm in shock, he's gone. By Amy Furr on April 28, 2023. A Houston woman allegedly hit a man with her car during a fatal collision while she was reportedly over the legal alcohol limit on April 19. Christina Chambers, 32, was apparently driving her Porsche 100 miles per hour at the time of the accident, the New York Post reported Friday. When he was hit, the 33-year-old victim, identified as Joe McMullen, was thrown into the air, according to law enforcement. The suspect was apparently driving so fast she was unable to navigate a curve in the road before slamming into a curb and hitting the man. Video footage shows the moments just before the crash. In a social media post Tuesday, Houston police shared a mugshot of Chambers. The agency noted she was in custody and charged with intoxication manslaughter in a fatal crash at 1200 Westheimer Road on April 19. McMullen had left a donut shop with a woman identified as Brianna Icherino. The pair were enjoying their first date together when the fatal incident occurred as they were walking. "I'm just in shock that he's gone, that I was there, that I saw it happen," Icherino told Fox 26. "Even before I could act on it, I felt something hot graze against my hip. The car wasn't going to make the turn. It was going too fast. I knew it wasn't going to make the turn, and then it was coming at us," she continued. "Joe wasn't doing anything wrong. He wasn't speeding, he wasn't drinking. But he doesn't get to have a 34th birthday?" There were two additional people, an unidentified man and woman, in the car. They were not seriously injured, according to the Daily Mail, but the outlet noted the man was taken from the scene unconscious. Authorities charged the suspect Monday and she appeared in court on Wednesday, the Mail article continued. She lives in the Montrose area with her husband of 6 years, Schwensi, a portfolio manager, in an expansive $1.5 million home bought with a $1 million mortgage. Her lawyer, Mark Thiessen, said Chambers broke her leg and clavicle in the collision. He told the court she was not guilty and cited poor road conditions on Houston streets as the reason Chambers lost control of her vehicle. Court records reportedly said the suspect's blood alcohol content was about 4 times over the legal limit. And a prosecutor with the Harris County District Attorney's Office claimed investigators found traces of possible drugs that included cocaine inside her bag. Chambers has since claimed she drank a beer a few hours before the incident but consumed nothing else. Judge Tava Bell ordered that Chambers be held on a $50,000 bond and barred her from driving unless she gets a job, adding that she must install a landline at her home to show she is abiding by the conditions, the Post report said.